Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message.
Hey guys, welcome to this podcast on this Monday morning. I hope you guys are having a blessed morning. I want to talk to you today about relationships. I believe that it's time for us to examine the relationships that surround us, the relationships that we have. They're really key as to getting us from A to Z. It's important for us to check our lives, examine our lives, and who it is that we are in relationship with. That is really key for our future, for our success, for our own spiritual benefit, and for our growth, spiritually speaking. And so I think it's key for us to really examine who's really with us, who's really a part of us, who's really close to us. I think that that's really important to examine anytime in your life. Relationships are supposed to take us from one place to another. That's what relationships are for. I believe that relationships are the key to even getting us either to success or either to failure. And so it's important for us to really examine who are our friends. What kind of friends do we have? Who do we spend the most time with? Who's influencing our lives? Who has our ear? That is really key for determining what is going to happen to our spiritual walk, where we're headed. And one proverb says in 27:17 in the book of Proverbs, iron sharpens iron, meaning that we are supposed to sharpen each other. We're supposed to become better. And so if our friendships that surround us, if we're near them, that means that we are supposed to become better individuals because they are in our lives or we are in their lives. And so first of all, we have to understand that we as individuals, we are like a door. We are a gate, if you will, a gate. And so anybody that comes into our lives, anybody that enters into a relationship with us, we have to understand what we're getting ourselves into. So examining relationships are really key, be it a relationship, a romantic relationship, or a friendship, you know, or any form of relationship for that matter. So before I enter into that through that door, like nobody would go in through a door and it be something behind that would be, it would be hurtful for me or it would not be a benefit for me. I think we would all examine each door if we were to look at it in that term and we would say, if I go through that door, is it going to be a benefit for me? Is it going to be something wicked? Is it going to be something evil? And oftentimes we don't look at our lives in that regard. We sometimes look at our lives from the aspect of, you know, we just start forming these relationships. I connect with you, you connect with me. We have a lot of things in common. And so, you know, hey, you want to go hang out. But I think the first thing that God does is he really allows us to examine those relationships. As a matter of fact, the first thing that God does when we give our lives to Jesus is the first thing to respond is actually our social life. Because pretty soon, I don't know if it's ever happened to you or maybe you're listening or watching, maybe you've never accepted Jesus in your heart. And if you have accepted Jesus in your heart, what happens is everybody starts talking about how you've changed, how you're not the same person. So, you know, the people that maybe used to surround you, the circle of friends, the social environment in which you used to live in, it starts to kind of get ruffled a little bit. And so the first thing that God deals with us about when we come to Jesus is our friendships. And so we were never intended to be loners. You know, the Bible says it's not good for man to be alone. Jesus, you know, when he speaks about relationships or God in the book of Genesis, he wasn't referring to just a spouse. He was referring to relationships as a whole. And so it's not good for man to be alone. So in other words, we were intended to be social beings. You know, it's important for us to become, you know, friends. And we should have certain types of people that are either close to us or, you know, or around us. And so relationships are very, very important to our walk with God. And so God starts to actually deal with those things. So I want to talk to you today about what does a healthy relationship look like? What does it look like? What are they acquaintances? You know, we need to learn how to handle relationships. Oftentimes, and I've seen it in my own ministry, that the first thing that when the enemy comes in and attacks an individual and they've been walking, maybe they're on fire for God, or maybe they are sold out for Jesus and they're serving God with all their passion. And all of a sudden you watch and they either stray from God or they fall from the love of God. And the majority of the time I have found that those kinds of people, the number one, one of the number one key things to being attacked in your spiritual walk and losing that passion is actually friendships. It's actually through relationships. Most people start to stray because of a friendship and because of a relationship. So we have to understand, how do we deal with relationships? You know, if somebody wants to hang out with me, well, you know, what are some of the things, that tools that I can kind of know or take with me and really determine whether this relationship is from God? See, relationships from God are always going to grow you. And if the enemy wants to attack you, or if the enemy wants to take you out, he will always use relationships. The majority of the time, the enemy will use relationships to attack your spiritual walk, to attack your life. And so it's important to examine, what do healthy relationships look like? And what do they not look like? And how can I determine, and how can I understand if it is a God thing or if it was a Satan thing? See, if God's going to grow me and he's going to move me forward, it will always be through a relationship the majority of the time. And if Satan's coming to attack me, usually it's going to be through a relationship. And so we've got to understand, what is a healthy relationship? And who really are my friends? You know, we've got all this social media going on now. And, you know, they're my friends on social media. But technically, you know, they're really, it's a social media thing. It's not really, are they really your friends? You know, I say, there's a proverb, as a matter of fact, and it says that the wealthy have many friends, meaning the minute you win the lottery, everybody's going to want to be your friend. And so we have to really determine, yes, but if I go through that door, is it going to be a benefit to me? Is it something that God has brought into my life to be a blessing to me? And so people that are watching me or listening to me, sometimes we even have trust issues, and we don't even really, you know, some people just have trust issues because they've been hurt. Or, you know, people hurt them in the past, and we weren't meant to walk this life without anybody. We are social beings. You know, we have to deal with those trust issues, get healed, get delivered, do whatever we need to do to get right, and then move forward in that healing process, and then be able to determine and discern who these godly relationships are and which ones are not godly, and then start to make decisions towards that. Now, I'm not just saying that you're going to cut off everybody and you're not going to talk to anybody. That's not what I'm saying. Or after this podcast, you know, you're going to call people and say, you know, I can't be your friend anymore. Absolutely not. But what I am saying is that nobody has control as to who comes into our lives, but we do. That's why the Bible says, guard your heart above all else. And so nobody can control us or force us. You know, we chose to be controlled, or we choose to be manipulated, or we choose those kinds of people to come into our lives. And so it's important for us to understand that we've got to own it. We've got to take responsibility for who we let into our lives, who we let into our heart, and then, you know, move forward and determine what I need to do when I understand and discern that it's not a godly relationship. And so you got to understand this. The minute that Jesus saves you, the minute that Jesus delivers you, the minute you said, Jesus, I accept you in my heart. I want to live for you. I want to love you with all my heart, soul, mind. And the first thing that's going to happen is that social circle is going to respond. And so many of you maybe have been a product of, you know, now the workplace or in different places, or maybe friends you used to hang out with. You're not the same anymore. You've changed a lot. You're not who you once used to be. You used to be fun. You're boring now, you know, that kind of thing. So it's almost like Satan puts out a notice that says, you know, this person has changed. And so we have to know how to handle that. How do I walk that out? I have to learn what is the reason for friendships? Why did God allow friendships? What is the purpose of a relationship? If I don't understand the purpose of something, then that thing, that relationship can actually abuse me. I have to know its purpose. What is the reason for that relationship? Why are you in my life? Are you an acquaintance? Are you just somebody that is maybe at a distance? I keep you at arm's length. Or are you meant to be close? You know, Jesus had people that were close, but not everybody was close to him. And so it's important for us to understand that. Now, I'm going to give you two things very quickly. Two things that will allow you to discern. Are these two things being protected? And so when you can see these two things in that regard and understand that relationships were meant to take me forward, relationships are not meant to take me backwards. So how I know it's a godly relationship is that it takes me forward. What do I mean by that? Well, I'm not going backwards. I'm not retreating. I'm not you know, going back to my vomit, or I'm not going back to the old kind of lifestyle that I used to have. All godly relationships are going to take you forward. All demonic relationships, all relationships that have been orchestrated by the enemy, are going to take you backwards. And so if you find yourself that you are not better next to a specific person, and you seem to go backwards, and you seem to not be as strong in God like you used to be, then that's something that you're going to have to evaluate. And it's like a red flag going up. God's saying to you, listen, you're going to have to understand that relationship's going to take you backwards. And so there's a scripture that says, wickedness loves company. Think about that. Wickedness loves company. And so if somebody is wicked, they're going to want company, you know? And so it's important for us to go, hey, I need to know, did that come from God? Is this something that I should invest in? Because, you know, we invest in relationships. And so here are the two things. I want you to, practical things that I want you to memorize for the rest of your life, because it's either going to take you forward or backwards. Number one, how do I know that it is a godly relationship, and how do I know it's a demonic relationship? Well, number one, you must protect your deliverance at all cost. That means that when Jesus saved you, there were things that God delivered us from. We are on a continual basis, we are being delivered. The Bible says that we are being transformed into his likeness, into his image. Now, we don't live in a glorified body yet. And until we get to heaven, there are things and layers to us, and deliverance will continually happen in our lives. And that's okay. But in our initial state of salvation, Jesus delivered us from sin. Jesus delivered us, washed us with his blood. And the Bible says that we were stained like crimson red blood. But he said he washed us white as snow. So the one thing that I've got to protect is my deliverance. So relationships, are godly relationships, help maintain my deliverance. They protect my deliverance. They defend my deliverance at all costs. And so if I know that I'm in a godly relationship, they're going to protect that. Now, one thing that I cannot negotiate is my deliverance. How I know it's going to be a godly relationship or a demonic relationship is that if that relationship, if me being friends with you, if me being close to you is putting me back into bondage or allowing me to compromise, then technically I'm going to have to evaluate that relationship, because all relationships have to protect your deliverance. There has to be a deliverance. You know, think about your deliverance. It cost Jesus a lot. He went to the cross 2,000 years ago and he shed his blood just to deliver you. So it's cost him a big price. And so what you've got to do is you've got to determine in your life that you're going to protect your deliverance at all costs. I can't tell you how many times in the 27 years I've done ministry, I have seen people that have gotten saved. They've gotten delivered. They've gotten set free. They are on fire for God. And then you see them, and little by little, friends will start calling, or a girlfriend will call, or a boyfriend will call, or Satan will create some situation. And it usually is through friendships. And it usually is through a relationship, maybe even family. You're not the same. And all that pressure sometimes pulls us backwards. And so until you understand the purpose for friendships is to push me forward, is to bring out the best in me, and you've got to protect, number one, is your deliverance. Then now I can understand and I can make that decision whether are you going to protect my deliverance, because my deliverance is something that is top priority. Maybe you are a female or you're a male and you're listening to me or watching me and you say, you know, I'm in this relationship, but, you know, it's not a godly relationship, you know, and things begin to happen when we're in this relationship. You got to either talk about it. You got to make some kind of, you know, agreement between the two, that if you're serving God, you know, that you all are going to thrust each other forward and help each other, and you're not going to move backwards. So you've got to protect your deliverance at all costs. That is number one. That is not negotiated. And I'm not going to go back to the world. I've decided to serve God, and any relationship that comes into my life is not going to be negotiated if it is going to cost me my deliverance. My deliverance is top priority, and I'm going to stay delivered. I'm going to keep my deliverance, and I'm going to keep myself from getting entangled into sin again. So number one, you must protect your deliverance. And so evaluate all your friendships right now. Evaluate all your relationships right now. And it doesn't mean that you're going to stop talking to everybody. It just means that you have determined in your heart that you are going to protect that at all costs. Meaning, if there's somebody that's always trying to insinuate or pressuring you and causing you to maybe fall, that's something that maybe you just go, you know what? If we are going to continue to talk, then this needs to be established. So you've got to protect your deliverance. And number two, you must protect your destiny. That is how you're going to know if this is a relationship from God or if it is a demonic relationship. You've got to protect your destiny. The Bible says that we are a predestined people. God predestined us. Think about that. You are predestined. God orchestrated and he knitted you in your mother's womb. Before the foundations of the earth, he already knew you by name. You are predestined. And so when you think about why God saved you, know something, that God saved you because you have a purpose. You have a purpose in God. And so he sets you free. He delivers you. And the minute that happens, now you are on the path to destiny. You have a purpose in your life. You have a calling in your life. You have been set apart for God. And so you find that most relationships are either going to reinforce that. They're going to help you. They're going to help you with your destiny. They're going to help you with your deliverance. You're going to hold each other accountable. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, two are better than one. Because if one falls, the other one can pick them. The other one can pick the other back up. So knowing that you are in a godly relationship when it reinforces the deliverance. It reinforces the destiny. See, if you get into a relationship with me, I'm going to protect that destiny. And that means that if I see that you are straying, my job as your friend or in relationship with you as a pastor, you know, as whatever, my job is to make sure that we protect that. And so I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear, but rather what you need to hear. Most relationships and most friendships, you know, the Bible says that this, that it's like spirits attract like spirits. And so, you know, when you look at that, usually they run towards each other. You always see people that drink. They start to hang out with each other. You know, there's a commonality. So when you are pure in God, you are going to attract people that are pure. When you are trying to attain the purity of God or not, you know, just wanting more of God, you're going to be attracting that kind of people. And so number one, you've got to... The deliverance is key. You've got to protect it at all costs. And number two is your destiny. Destiny is key. Now, if you know that you're in this relationship, how do I know if it's not from God? It will assault your destiny and it will assault your deliverance. And so some people, they will stand guard for you. They will watch your deliverance. If they know you're off, they'll say, hey, something's off about you. And so this is a filter that you could use on a daily basis, you know, or on a monthly basis and understand, hey, if Satan's going to take me out, he may use a relationship. I need to evaluate that. And so destiny and deliverances are very key. And so Deuteronomy 13, 1 through 3, if you go there and you read it, there's a scripture and verse 4, verse 5, verse 6, all the way to 8, Deuteronomy chapter 13. Go and study it. But it's really, and it talks about a heart and soul and how relationships are really a heart and soul issue. And so oftentimes we are attracting or repelling what is going on inside of the soul. So if I'm not healed, I'm probably going to attract a lot of people that are not healed. And so it's key for me to be understand what is going on at the heart, what is going on in my soul, because that will determine a lot of what you repel and what you attract. And so this scripture talks about relationships. And it says, and if somebody causes you to go back to idolatry, it says, cut it. Cut that relationship. And then God goes on to say, hey, I brought you out of Egypt. I brought you out of slavery. So stay free. And then he says, but if somebody causes you to go back to idolatry, it says, cut it. Matter of fact, it doesn't even say cut. It says kill them. But obviously you're not going to go kill your friends. But you know, I'll be honest with you. A lot of what the enemy does is he's assaulting a lot of people right now. He's assaulting people through relationships. And so these relationships that are ensnaring us, they're putting us back into bondage, you know. You've got the same appetites. You're going to wind up in the same cycles that you once were. And so you came to Jesus to begin with. Don't forget that. And so wrong relationships, hear me, wrong relationship, this is very key, is the devil's staple. It's like the devil's hold to an old season. Whenever the enemy doesn't want you to enter into a new season, it's going to be through a relationship that's going to keep you in bondage. So you have to have take responsibility, and you have to have a determination that you are going to protect your destiny and your deliverance at all costs. Now think about the word relationship. Relationship. A ship takes you from one place to another. That's what relationships do. They take us from one place to another one, to another place. Godly relationships will always take you forward. Ungodly relationships will always take you backwards. You became worse. You are now drinking. You are now partying. You are now doing things that you didn't do before. How do I know it is an ungodly relationship? Because after I get done with you, you pulled me out of church. You pulled me out of my fire for God. After I got done through, I'm not as strong as I used to be. I feel cold in the things of God. That is how you're going to know if it is a godly relationship and if it is an ungodly relationship. And lastly, a godly relationship is always going to focus you. They're going to focus you towards your destiny. They're going to focus you towards your purpose. And so I want to pray for you because I feel that during this season, a lot of relationships need to be examined, evaluated, and we need to respond according to His word. And we've got to cut what needs to be cut, and we need to cling to what we need to cling to, because we know that God is moving us forward. God takes us from glory to glory, from victory to victory. So examine your relationships. God has a destiny. God has a purpose. But I believe that in this time, it's really key for you to examine every single relationship that you have. I'm going to pray over you, and I'm going to declare that the power of God is going to reach you, and that there will be a conviction inside of your heart, and that you will know that God has your best interest at heart. Now, I love, my husband has said this, you know, and this is so key. Hear me. You know, we're not in high school. This is about our purpose, and this is about our destiny. You know, in high school, you think everybody's going to be with you for the rest of your life. You graduate, and then everybody goes on their way, and nobody's talking to each other. Maybe one friend, two friends, but everybody goes on their merry way. And so hear me, this isn't about, well, they're my friend. What are they going to think? This is about your destiny, and this is about your deliverance. And so I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to cause conviction inside of your heart, to evaluate and to make sure that you are constantly evaluating your relationship. So right there where you're at, if you know that you have been stubborn and you have not cut things off and you've been stubborn and stubborn, listen, that thing is taking you backwards. That thing is holding you back. That thing is like pulling you back, and it's not allowing you to move forward. And so I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus that God begin to give you conviction and the grace to be able to do that and to be able to understand that this is more vital and more important. And so in Jesus' name, just right where you're at, just repent if you know you have relationships that need to be broken, and start to evaluate all the friendships that you know God brought into your life that are godly. Pick up the phone and say, hey, you know what? Well, can you hold me accountable in my walk with God? I want you to be my accountability partner. And if you see me off, tell them I give you the liberty and the right to speak into my life. And that is going to save you. Your destiny, it's going to save your deliverance. I pray in the name of Jesus, those that are watching and those that are listening, that the conviction of Almighty God, the Holy Spirit conviction, would enter right now your home, and your priority will be also your destiny. I pray in the name of Jesus that you stay firm, steadfast, steady, and that your relationships are going to be evaluated and you will respond according to the word of God. I pray the grace of God to overcome any temptation that is over the body of Christ right now. All temptation that has come to attack the people right now in the name of Jesus, it is bound by the blood of the Lamb. And I declare in Jesus' name that you are not going to get stuck into a season. You are not going to get stuck in a season because of a relationship, but that you are moving forward and that you will continually go from glory to glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, I'm excited. Please check us out on Instagram. I'm excited because I got a new book coming out. It's coming out very soon. So you've got to stick or connect with all of our Spotify, Instagram. You can listen to this podcast on YouTube. Subscribe, click on the little bell, and you'll know when my podcasts are coming up. And then I want you to write a comment even on any place that you're listening to this podcast, Spotify too. I mean, that's an awesome way for you to just drive, listen to this, get some word inside of you on a daily basis. Get your daily dose of the word of God, and that will keep you established and keep you firm. Please go and follow us on Facebook, Instagram. A lot of new stuff coming up. You want to stay connected. And so we thank you so much. We love you guys. And again, thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this podcast. Make sure you share. Share. Go on your Instagram and share this podcast and with everybody. Share it with 3 friends, 4 friends. Listen, maybe somebody needs it. It's important. You never know. It's going to save their salvation. Thank you again for listening. We love you guys, and until next time.
Hello, this is Saul, producer of the APV podcast. Make sure you go online to podcast.ignitemovement.org to hear episodes that have been archived. Link down below.